This is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people so far, forced thousands to flee, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. Roy Cooper is governor of the state of North Carolina, where Florence came on shore. He urges all residents to stay put and avoid getting out onto the roads.
When a storm is bad enough to shut down interstate highways, you know other roads may be even in worse shape. All roads in the state right now are at risk of floods.
President Trump has assured everyone that he will do whatever it takes to help in the recovery. Authorities in the Philippines say a super typhoon has left at least 16 people dead there since it came ashore on the northern tip of Luzon Island. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid storm damage. The strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to be less than that of Typhoon Haiyan, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. Rwandan authorities have released opposition leader Victoire Ingabire Umbuza, Papadi, and more than 2,000 prisoners a day after their pardon and announced. Ingabire was sentenced in 2013, was serving 15 years on charges of terrorism.
If you've seen the election of our country today, you see that it takes an election where there is a hope that there is the opening of the political space.
Human Rights Watch says the charges against Ingabire were trying to challenge Kagame in the 2010 election were politically motivated. It was sentenced to prison. This is VOA News.